My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, who represents his state's 8th Congressional District. He's also the top House Republican, and next year will be chairman of the Joint Economic Committee. Each month, that committee goes over the latest jobs figures from the Department of Labor. And the most recent report, of course, came in at zero net jobs created for the month of August. And all of it leads up to the president's speech Thursday on job creation and the Republican counter ideas. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, first of all, we knew that the report wasn't going to be super stellar, but a lot of the independent agencies were suggesting about 75,000 net jobs created. In the end, it was flat zero, and the previous 2 months were downgraded a bit. So we knew that it was not happening as quickly as anyone would like, but now it's being suggested by some that we've actually stalled out here, and that report might back that up. If that's the case, why is that the case?
Well, when it was a stunning report, we've been very, very low in the jobs figures, especially 2.5 years into the recovery. You know, this would be different if it was 2 months after the recovery started, but this far into it, it's fairly unprecedented. And I think it really does, having zero jobs created after all that stimulus, after all that government intervention, I really think that report was the fatal blow to the president's job agenda. Now he's got a chance on Thursday to lay out some new ideas. But from what I hear, you know, my fear is he's going to be shopping in the gimmick aisle, while most job creators, and I think most families, want him on substantive economic leadership. I don't think we'll see that.
As I mentioned with the committee that you co-chair, you talk every month to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and their experts about why the latest numbers turned out the way they did. I know that the last report came out during the recess, so I don't know if this report had the same sort of analysis. But from month to month, as these job numbers come in that are not exactly encouraging and are keeping the unemployment rate over 9%, what are the fundamentals that they're telling you?
Well, right now, you know, manufacturing in some regions of the country, you know, continue to tick up. Consumer confidence has plummeted. It's lower than before the stimulus began. That's holding quite a bit back. Housing, you know, just simply has not hit bottom yet. And I really do think, you know, it's time for Washington to get out of the way, allow housing to go to the level so it can begin to bounce back. People are losing confidence in the president's leadership on the economy. That has a big impact. And job creators, you know, who are now have capital to invest if they choose, are choosing not to. They really, this talk of high taxes, more regulation, the health care plan, president's health care plan, I think are all contributing to them standing pat and not making those decisions that they normally would at this point in recovery.
The president's own economic team last week, I'm sure you saw, suggested that the unemployment rate probably won't change much over the next year or so. Are you hearing the same thing from the Labor Department?
Yes, we do. And in fact, it could go higher if more people get back into the workforce. And that's one of the troublesome parts of the past 6 months, really, is that we have the lowest number of Americans actually participating in the workforce than we've had in a quarter of a century. And people aren't working longer hours. In fact, last month's report showed they were working fewer hours. Wages were staying, in fact, ticked down just a little. None of those are healthy signs of a healthy recovery. So the president's got, I think, a real problem on his hands. If he stays the course, we're going to see low numbers for quite a long time.
You mentioned just a moment ago you're afraid the president might be shopping in the gimmick aisle, as you put it in his speech on Thursday night. Some of the things that we're expecting him to suggest and recommend are an extension of the payroll tax cut passed in the lame duck session, at least for workers. He wants to invest or spend more on infrastructure. He also wants to pass some of the free trade agreements, a couple other ideas in there as well. Which of those do you suspect Republicans can embrace, and which ones are non-starters?
Well, certainly the free trade agreements are important, just because so many of America's customers are now outside the United States. And while America has sat on the sidelines and is falling behind, other countries have been very aggressive about getting those customers for themselves. So there'll be strong Republican support for that. You know, I think infrastructure is an area we have an interest in, but continuing to borrow more money to finance infrastructure projects doesn't make sense. If we can find a way to pay for that type of effort, I think that would get Republican support as well. The rest of it really is more of the status quo. I just, again, as I run these ideas, like, you know, financing states so they can hire or keep more teachers, you know, helping veterans get jobs, all of those which have a great deal of philosophical support and popular support, but they really don't, I don't think, get this economy going.
How much of the initial stimulus money actually ended up going for infrastructure? That was certainly the way that it was mostly sold, and
yeah.
In addition to some things. Then, of course, we got the quote a few weeks ago about from the president about some of those shovel-ready jobs weren't so shovel-ready. So if he's pushing these new projects now, how much actually got done with the previous package?
You know, very little. In fact, out of that huge stimulus, initially 6% of that stimulus, a very tiny amount, actually went to infrastructure. Now, I think it's gained a little because the president's starting to apply money to high-speed rail and some other high-profile projects. But the bottom line is very little went to infrastructure. And when you talk to your local counties and your state highways of departments of highways, you know, they saw that as temporary money. So they didn't make the key decisions on the major projects that would actually get people back to work. They used the money for, you know, maintenance and potholes and maybe a lane expansion, but not the type of job creation we really need. And that's the problem. I think the public and job creators have run out of temporary, short-term, special interest type provisions that just doesn't interest them.
Congressman, we know that the Republicans at this point don't plan to have a rebuttal to the president's speech tomorrow night. So what can we expect from the House majority in particular and moving forward on the GOP ideas to recreate some incentive for job creation?
Yeah, Republicans basically are focused on a plan that gets Washington out of the way of job creators, that that lowers the tax rate to encourage businesses to hire, help small businesses with a 20% across-the-board tax deduction so they feel more comfortable either keeping employees or making that expansion decision. You're going to see a focus from Republicans on real energy development. We're leaving about a million U.S. jobs on the table, because we've not fully reopened the Gulf, the coast, or Alaska. We've got, in the free trade agreements, we do agree with the president, there's about 250,000 new jobs available there. And you can see us focus, too, on patent reform and some issues that will create a better business climate. At the end of the day, though, we'd like to spend all of this fall rolling back the regulations that businesses tell us keep them from hiring jobs.
The president at various times has suggested he might be receptive to lowering the business tax rate, and he also last week rescinded at least one regulation issued by the EPA when it comes to smog and ozone that would have really put California and some other places in a bind financially. Do you sense that these are a shift of opinion on the part of the president, or are they more token gestures?
You know, I'm hopeful they're a shift. My guess is they're probably token. I was encouraged by that decision because in states like Texas, who've been very aggressive about lowering their ozone and their pollution while at the same time creating jobs, you know, those new standards were almost impossible to meet. And so I think that was a good first step. But we've got in the Dodd-Frank banking regulations, in the president's health care plan, within the EPA, and a whole number of areas in OSHA, you've got regulations just as burdensome as the one that he called a halt to, that ought to be stopped and really ought to be rolled back, and not because we don't need regulation, but because we need balanced regulation.
Well, Congressman, a lot of work as you return to Washington. Welcome back, and we'll talk to you soon.
Greg, thank you very much.
Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady is the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee, represents Texas's 8th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.